said, "My boy, that is a fantastic idea." He said, "Imagine that everybody in the United States, every home would have a bottle of, two bottles of Patico, one for the churn and one for the grown folks." I said, "That's absolutely right, Senator." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what you do. You write that down in details, every little minute detail of how this would, how we would do this tremendous promotional extravaganza. I can see the people coming from all directions to get happiness and health at the same time." I said, "Thank you, Senator. Now don't forget to send me this thing, this plan you've got, this magnificent plan. In the meantime, you tell your wife, I appreciate it from the depths and the bottom of my heart, for her running this election. I had a call, girl on the race. And say, I'll be in touch with you when I go home. I really start making a plan. I plan where we would come in town. And when we get in town, there'll be an elephant walking first when we get to the town. I have him in a trailer. And we put, get the elephant down. And we have a great big jive Hattacall bottle. And we would pour it down, give the elephant something to drink. And people would see that in the room. We come on in town, we put on this show. Fence off an era or go in auditorium. And if when it got bigger, I said, we go into ballparks, play the big ballparks and football fields. In New Orleans, we could play the Tulane Stadium one night for black, we'll play the Dillard Stadium the next night, one night for white, and the Dillard Stadium the next night for colored. And he said, so I wrote it all down, man. I don't hear from Senator Dudley anymore. So we play these little dances, and Shaw, this colored booking agent, and booked them about 31 nighters. So we played them. We got a couple of repeats, and that was it. The record sort of faded on, you know, you give a record, if it ain't a super smash hit, you give it a month's time on the radio, then something else takes its place. On the charts.